people who missed the bus?
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, are you saying, like, what up to the people who missed a bus? Or are you introduced?
This is us talking to the people who got left by a bus. We are the saviors.
The saviors?
They're saviors.
Praise us.
So, people, Matt's not currently here.
Yeah, he's taking a little break this week.
This is Angelo. He's having some fun with his sister.
Oh, God. Stop.
And his dad.
Yes.
Yeah, his dad's in town.
Not in a bad way.
So, Mary and Matt are missing for this episode, but obviously, Angelo is taking over for them.
I am taking over just introducing, rifting, and commentating.
Okay.
There you go.
Because I know nothing of what's going on this week. So. I'm just here for support. All right. So I'm Angelo, as you guys know, and we're here with
Tyler,
Bailey,
and Omar.
And this is our weekly show.
Oh, yeah. This is episode 20.
Oh, actually. Damn. Matt missed the big 2-0.
I know. And nice. Technically, it's like.
Is this a special episode because I'm in it?
Sure. Yeah.
That is kind of special. That's the 20th and you're you're the opener.
This week, you get two.
Two what?
Two, all right.
2-0.
Anyway, yeah, okay. This is Miss the Bus, and this is our weekly show. We are not your premium source of television, video game, movie news, but, you know, here we are trying to give you some information. And that's what we're going to do. So you can follow us or find us anywhere on iTunes or SoundCloud, Twitter, any social media, really. Instagram at Miss the Bus Pod. Please like and subscribe to everything we do. And please give us some 5 stars.
Are we on Spotify yet?
No. God damn, no. We're not on Spotify. I keep forgetting we need to like call them out every time. Yeah. The funny thing is, the more we call them out, eventually, they're going to just hear it and be like, you know what? Fuck them. They're never getting on Spotify.
God, I hope that's not the response.
So, yeah. Maybe we should... Yeah, no. You know what? Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
So, yeah. Angelo's here with us today.
Hey, bud.
He just wants to give little comments whenever we say stuff, because that's what he does anyway, but he never has a mic. So now y'all get to hear that loud and proud, you know?
There you go.
But so I feel like we should just dive on into our big meat.
Ooh, let's do it.
So, and everybody knows what the big meat is, obviously, at this point. Who listens to us? Thank you for the 5 people that like to follow us all the time. But this is part of the show where we each have, like, a big topic, and we like to rant, rave, and howl, as Matt puts nicely, about what has been going on this week and, like, is the biggest and most important to us. So, Omar, you're first anyway, so I'm going to let you go first.
All right. Okay. So, we have some news from Venom. A few details came out earlier today. I don't know if it was just today, maybe yesterday, whatever. But let me start off with, which I didn't know. I don't know if you guys knew, but Tom Hardy is set to appear. Yeah, for 3 movies, yeah. 3 Sony Marvel movies. Now, it's not officially like 3 Venom movies. He's going to appear 3 times as Venom now, you know, in other spinoffs maybe. And a couple of other characters were teased. Villains, She-Venom, Carnage. Now, we don't know if they're going to be in the first movie.
Carnage?
Yeah.
I thought for some reason
Woody Harrelson? Is that what you're going to say?
No, that's not what I was going to say at all.
That's like the huge rumor that's, you know.
That he's going to be Carnage?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
So, yeah, and that's the thing.
I would love that.
He's got a very minor role in the first one, but he's already confirmed that for the sequel, he's got like a huge role. So, I don't know. It could be.
I really like Carnage.
Dude, I love Carnage. Symbiotes. I love Carnage. And
symbiotes. Yeah.
And another thing that came out is no one, including Tom Hardy, knows what the true rating of the movie is.
Yeah,
it could be
PG-13
or R, which kind of excites me, honestly, because...
But I hope it's R.
I hope it's R. Dude,
to
here's
be
the thing.
Honest.
I love Venom, right? And out of all the Spider-Man movies we've seen, Green Goblin, to me, was like the scariest villain out of all of them. Okay, I mean, there was some cool villains or whatever, but he was, like, the creepiest. I guess maybe it was at the age, like, I watched it at or whatever, but...
Well, he's for sure, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I want something like that again, dude. Like, Venom, to me, is, like, just from the comics, just from
you
the cartoons
You want him to be
whatever,
the new Willem Dafoe?
No, because that's weird. I can't imagine him, like, in a Venom suit.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
No, I just want him to be, like, scary. Like, I want him to be R-rating, I feel. Because out of all the Marvel movies we've seen, like, the R-rated ones, like, for example, Logan, right? Like, that was my favorite portrayal.
God,
of
and it was
Logan.
So, like, gory.
Exactly. And it was
very rough.
It fit. Yeah, and I loved that. I mean, that was my favorite portrayal of Look, okay.
Nope. I was reading that if Venom is PG-13, that it'll be like a hard PG-13.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so. Apparently, it's like supposed to be like an action slash comedy.
Well, the way, yeah, like a, the way they're doing the trailers, right. It definitely seems like it has like humor in it. Right. So, and yeah. I think it's funny. It's the way Tom Hardy acts in the trailers. Yeah. I think it's hilarious.
Right. So,
and it's like, cool I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to see him play something like that, and at the same time, Venom. But so I don't know. We'll see. I really do hope it's rated R, and I hope they're starting something because you know they have a lot of spinoffs planned for this Sony universe.
That's what like, I'm so many. Have you done seen the confirmed with, list? I'm so sick of spinoffs.
Dude, there's so many spinoffs confirmed already.
Why?
For characters that I don't really care. Like I want to see them. But I don't want them to have their own movie. Like, I don't care enough for them to have their own
movie. I get you have to do stuff, like, far in advance. But I wish they'd just chill and wait and for Venom to come out so everyone can see how it does and see how it is. And then, if it's successful, be like, all right, now we're going to try new stuff.
It's going to make a lot of money for sure.
I think it'll make money, 100%. But it's. I want it so badly to be good.
I want it to be great.
And I think it's going to be.
That was another news story I saw this week. They already are calculating how much money it's going to make the first week. Yeah, like, that and Predator, they already, like, have it recorded. I don't know what the number was, but it's like a good number.
Yeah.
They're saying that Venom will probably break the record in October because there's never been like a huge like
opening in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's usually like Halloween movies that come out, which who gives a fuck about.
But yeah.
Goosebumps too. Wow. Okay. Fuck you.
Oh.
It's going to be good.
We'll see. But
yeah, but it's only got a.
I kid. Jack Black.
Well, it's only got Jack Black in it as a voice this time, so I don't think I'm okay with that. I don't know.
That's what Goosebumps is. It's an anthology.
I understand, but...
I know, it's weird.
It's just seeing that man's face, like, the first time it popped up in the first Goosebumps, I just couldn't stop laughing. It was just so enjoyable. Oh, man. Jeez. Not that we're talking about Goosebumps, but... Yeah, I mean, I've been, like, super pumped for Venom, so I am so freaking ready for this movie.
So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, yeah, so that's cool, but I guess we can move on to some more, like, sour news. It's not sour, I guess.
Wait, which news are we
So, Kelly Marie Tran came out, like, for the first time talking about everything that happened with her, with, like, all the harassment she was pretty much getting from The Last Jedi, and she's pretty much, like, saying she's taking a stand and, like, trying to put herself out there saying, like, this isn't okay, and she's, like, obviously... I don't know. I feel like it's hard to deal with this kind of stuff. And with social media, I feel like I would delete all my stuff, too, if I was being harassed. For sure.
And, I mean, the role she played, I mean, she played a role in a movie that was, I mean, the fan base for Star Wars is fucking huge, you know?
Well, so,
I
yeah. Mean, so and it, people... I feel like most people, it's like people think they're coming against her because she's a woman. And that's part of it, I'm sure. Uh-huh. But I think a lot of it is just, like, Star Wars fans have, like, such... an idea of what they want as the perfect character and the perfect way for the movies to go. So I feel like because of that, if anything is like slightly off, which The Last Jedi was very much off for a lot of Star Wars fans, they're going to immediately start attacking everything about it. Yeah. And like, granted, I wasn't a huge fan of her character, but I, for the love of God, would not go on her Twitter or her Instagram and start harassing her.
It was the character, not really her. It was just the character I felt was a little bit pointless at times. But, cool, I mean, it wasn't, like, her acting.
She was Rose. She was the girl that was with Finn the whole time. Yeah.
I do love how Mark Hamill was kind of standing up for her, though, and everything.
Well, yeah. Mark Hamill just... he stands up for, like, everyone. Yeah,
he's my hero.
Yeah, because she put out, like, her statement. Ryan Johnson tweeted it and everything, too.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, everyone's being really supportive. And I'm hoping that she can take this and turn it into a positive thing just be like, I'm standing up for all the people that deal with this kind of thing, which
would
be great.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean it's a huge thing. I mean social media is that's where you kind of just everything's out in the open.
Everybody just needs to chill out.
Seriously.
Like,
and I mean everything's out in the open, so you kind of just see everything and how people respond to anything really. And I mean the negative responses do affect these actresses or actors, you know.
Just don't be mean, you know?
Yeah, it's not like...
Have, like, a heart, for God's sakes. I don't know.
Because it's like, think about it. It's like, you're going to attack her, but it's like, okay, if you were cast in a fucking Star Wars movie and the director was like, I want you to do this, I don't think you're going to be like, no.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I think that's lame. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Be like, yes, sir, what's next? You know?
Yeah, I mean,
yes, sir. What
I was listening to another podcast a couple days ago, and
cheating on us, Jesus.
Of course, I mean, wow. There's some good podcasts out there. You gotta spread your wings and then come back to us because we're home. We're your home.
Yeah.
But one of the people were talking on it, saying like, you know, if I was cast as Jar Jar Binks, I would like 100% be like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'll do it. Even knowing like the backlash they would get, like he's like, yeah, I'd do it. And I'm like, you know what? I get that because you get to be in a Star Wars movie.
Seriously.
Like
the
how
fuck?
The hell would you ever turn that down? Even if it wasn't Star Wars, like if someone came and asked me to be in a movie,
to fucking play a mop,
yeah,
I would.
You're
honestly,
standing in the corner,
Omar the mop. Place.
You're like the mop that the Mickey uses, and like
fuck yeah, dude, I love that.
I feel like I don't know. It just makes sense. Like she's just doing her job, so everybody needs to lay off and just like give it time. Let the next movie come out so we can all enjoy it and like be happy because Star Wars is one of the only happy things that like people can enjoy anymore.
Yeah,
so,
honestly.
Clearly people can't though.
Well, I mean, it's just in a sense like it's something that's supposed to be like means a lot to you. So just like I don't know.
I guess chill it's up. Time we should come out and say that Omar appears in the Brave Little Toaster in the background.
Good.
As the mop.
It's a good movie.
The mop.
Man, or you could be a toaster.
Oh,
so yeah, that's I just had to say a little thing about that because I'm like really glad that she finally came out and said something.
Yeah.
So I think that was really cool.
That's awesome.
But so yeah, you want to move on to you, Tyler?
Yeah, sure. So I actually didn't even have a topic this week because I just couldn't figure out what to pick. But Matt put something in here, so I'm gonna read his. So Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, as of like 30 minutes ago, is officially on hold. This comes from IGN. Basically, they're still looking for a director and whatnot, but according to
Taika Waititi,
it's not gonna happen.
I just wish it would.
Yeah,
honestly.
Seriously.
But anyway,
according to The Hollywood Reporter, crew members in Atlanta are being told by Disney and Marvel Studios that they are now free to work on other movies and shows. The small group of crew members were prepping for pre-production in Atlanta. Filming was slated to commence in January or February next year. So basically, they're still looking for another director. Apparently, Taika Waititi did recently meet with Marvel, but it's unclear what project was discussed.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure he's working on another movie already. Like, not for Marvel, like,
no,
just for himself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that, too. So, I'm sure he's going to be too busy. But if even he could just, like, co-direct
that.
I don't know. I just feel like Thor Ragnarok's the closest to, like, the type of humor that Guardians has, so I want that. So, because, I mean, Guardians 2 is, like, my second favorite Marvel movie.
I feel like
movie,
I could see them getting Taika Waititi and then, like, the guy that did the Ant-Man movies and just get them to, like, work together or something.
I actually wouldn't mind that. I mean,
I feel like that could, like,
and
to lighten
put
the
Paul
load.
And Paul Rudd in it because he should just be in everything.
Well, I feel like they have, like, the most, they have, like, the humor down pat, so I feel like maybe if they work together they can maybe, I don't know, replicate whatever James Gunn was going to do. I don't know. I mean, obviously this sucks, but even once they replace him with whoever they do, I'm sure this movie wound up being fine.
They're still saying they're going to use his script, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know they, like, confirmed that, but I didn't know if they... Yeah. I thought I was reading something the other day saying that they weren't sure if they were going to have, like, any affiliation with James Gunn, but I guess they just meant directing-wise, but... Uh-huh. I don't know. It's disappointing, and I love the Guardians movies, and I hope they get their shit together so that this movie can be amazing.
It's hard to even predict how the movie would even be.
What's happening with Drax?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he supposed to walk off?
Because we don't even know, like, what the state of the Avengers will be after the next movie.
Right.
So it's hard to even imagine what the movie will be like, and now it's, like, doubly hard.
Yep.
I don't know why I said doubly, but...
Doubly?
You know what I mean?
Doubly.
But, yeah, I mean, it sucks, but it's expected, because when things like this happen, you have to push stuff back.
Oh, God, I just, anytime you ever hear of a movie being pushed back or delayed,
it
automatically just puts it like, oh, okay, it's done.
I feel like that with this.
Like, what was, what is the Phoenix movie?
Hawking's Phoenix?
No.
Nope, not what I meant.
The
X-Men movie.
Oh, Dark Phoenix?
Dark Phoenix, it got pushed back, didn't it? And I already, after seeing Apocalypse, I was just like, I'm not excited. Well, what the,
I really like Apocalypse.
Of course you do. I'm kidding. I mean, I only saw it once in theaters, and I remember being very bored by it, but I need to rewatch it.
I didn't like it either, because I had watched all the X-Men movies prior to that, and it was for sure like one of my lesser favorite ones.
Oh, for sure. Same.
I just, because of me not really enjoying Apocalypse, I just like don't care about the X-Men anymore. After Logan, I think Logan just should have been the end of all of it, so God, I want to watch that movie soon. Anyway, so yeah, I think that's pretty much all we got for the big meat, big honking meat.
Oh.
So we're going to move on to some of the movie extras. I don't know if y'all saw this, but so Robert Downey Jr. tweeted a picture and said, practicing my Sherlock face. And I know you're a huge fan of Sherlock. I'm pretty sure Matt is too. But the fact that like he's even teasing anything about this, like
for the third one.
Yes. I'm so unbelievably ready for him to be Sherlock again. The funny thing is, I've been like rewatching the entire Sherlock like series.
Oh, dude, it's so
good. I've seen it so many times, but it's just so easy to put on in the background when it's raining, and then I fix a cup of tea because I'm like, it's British, so I have to like be drinking tea.
Is Guy Ritchie doing the third one? I'm assuming he's not because he's doing Aladdin.
I don't think anything's been announced about it. Like, there's not too much that is known about that movie, but I just, the fact that Robert Downey Jr. like tweeted something, he's always the first person, like he always tweets something, and that's the first person that announces it, so I just feel like it just makes it more set in stone, which I'm like super excited about. Crazy Rich Asians already signed up for a sequel.
What up?
Apparently, so I saw this movie last week and really enjoyed it, and we can talk about that more with the honorable mentions, but yeah, apparently there's three books. So
yeah.
Yeah, and apparently.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, time to get the library card out.
There's three books, and apparently, like, did you see the movie, Omar?
Fuck yeah,
you saw it.
Yeah, I did.
Apparently, there was like a mid-credit scene or something too, which teased like something for the second one, which I didn't see it. I had walked out.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. I just remember walking very, very slowly, and then as I'm about to like make my.
It has to do with one of the characters meeting somebody that's in it, one of the later books.
Fuck, man, I forgot what it was.
What? Yeah.
The scene. I mean, I saw it. I just it's
just one of the characters in the movie that she meets someone in the credits or whatever, and that's someone that's in like one of the other books, so apparently it's like teasing.
It's just really exciting because you don't get like a full Asian cast of a movie that does like, it's true though, you don't get that of a movie, and it's done so well.
Dude,
so I'm
super
so excited
and
happy.
I mean,
I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see
you'd like it so much.
It's really I really like it. I mean, we can talk about more in the mentions or whatever, but it was really good, so this is really cool.
Awesome. You know what else is really cool? And this is complete sarcasm because I didn't enjoy the first one.
Yeah.
Death Note 2.
Oh, God.
It's being released
to
Netflix.
Don't you fucking
lie. I enjoyed the movie because it was just that funny to me. Because I watched like all of the anime, and the anime is just amazing. I love it so much.
Yeah,
but
it's really good.
Fully not. I just was not expecting. I'll tell you what, though. I love the music in that movie.
No, the music and the way the movie looked and everything was really, really good.
But the acting,
plot is very bad.
The acting and the writing just didn't really stick with me. So.
I don't know. Death Note is too big of a thing to adapt into one movie. And you could have probably done it realistically in three, but maybe they thought, like, we don't know if we're going to have any more of these. So they just made the
shitty
first
one. Again, though, Willem Dafoe popping up in it. So, I mean, I love hearing that man's voice. It's so creepy. It's like raspy.
I didn't think that movie had a problem with it.
Did you watch the anime?
I sure did.
If everyone
you must not have watched it close enough.
If everyone didn't already know, Angelo, I don't think, has ever seen a movie and disliked it. So that's where he's coming
from.
There's
good parts about it. It's just like, if you're going for like a Death Note adaptation, like,
I think
I had just watched
Death Note right before.
Me too.
Seeing the movie, and
guys seen Full Metal Alchemist?
I watched some.
No. Or isn't there a shitty live action for that too?
I wouldn't say shitty because I've never seen it. But
apparently it's not. Like, people say it's not great. I've never seen it. I've watched some of Full Metal Alchemist, but I haven't seen like a lot of it. So I can't really say much about
How long is that show?
Not that long. Like 23 episodes.
Ooh, that's right, my alley.
Yeah, because that's how Cowboy Bebop is. But I was surprised. Actually, no, they'd announced that they were going to do a sequel, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, because it's one of those things with Netflix, like, I mean, everybody has Netflix and everybody watches new shit, so it's not hard for them to get the numbers to make another one.
That girl's not coming back, though. The girl from The Leftovers.
Didn't she fall off a fucking...
Oh, yeah, spoilers. Sorry if you haven't seen the movie. RB.
I don't really want her back, to be honest.
But the song that was playing when she was falling...
Can't live without
It got me. I was so excited. But anyways...
You don't even fucking remember, Angela. Fuck you.
All right, so moving on.
You know
on.
That dead girl? She's not coming back.
Okay. So moving on, though. Idris Elba has officially announced that he is not going to be playing
Bond. I don't believe
Bond.
It.
That fucking sucks, dude.
People are talking about it too much for it not to happen now. Why? So what did he say? He straight up said, I'm not doing it.
Jessica Alba?
She'll be Bond.
How?
I would not know.
Oh. Idris Elba, also known as Jessica Alba. Didn't he tweet it? Or he said it in an interview, I think, saying that, like, yeah, I'm not going to do it. But he pretty much just, like, no, like... Because nobody's contacted him.
No one's probably asked him yet.
So it's not, I think it's just like so many people have been like talking about it that everyone's just kind of convinced the world that he is going to be the next Bond. But I mean, he's old. No offense to old people.
He's
but
old,
like,
and now with this next story too about like.
He's old for a Bond.
About the, right. the new Bond losing its director. It's
oh,
just
yeah.
going to be pushed back.
Yeah,
the,
so that's like the next thing on. But Danny Boyle's leaving.
And
for
you know,
Bond
that fucking sucks because I love Danny Boyle. Yeah. He's low key like one of my favorite directors because he did Trainspotting. He's done a million movies, mm-hmm. 127
yeah,
hours.
I really like him, yeah.
He's really, really good. So I was super excited for that. But.
Yeah. I know for a while after Skyfall came out, they were talking about who would replace
Christopher Nolan was like one of the people that they talked about for
well,
a
no,
while.
No, I'm talking about Craig.
Oh.
Daniel Craig.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
it was they were talking about Idris Elba and Henry Cavill for a while.
I didn't see I like Henry Cavill a lot, but I don't know if I can see him as Bond. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
And now they're saying that Danny Boyle might be replaced by the Mission Impossible Fallout
yeah,
director,
was,
which
I was
that would
look
be really
up, actually,
yeah,
but,
I wouldn't mind that.
Well, yeah, cuz they were just saying how like the director for Fallout, he just had the whole like traveling the world mm-hmm. aspect down for like what they were looking for
yeah.
international like Bond stuff. Mm-hmm.
Chris
so,
McQuarrie,
yeah, I mean you fucking
Chris
killed
McQuarrie,
it.
That's what it is. So yeah, I feel like that would be a good replacement, but it's
yeah,
just kind of
sure.
sucks that he's like
that would be perfect. I just feel like so last minute to do it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
See, that's what delays and directors.
I know. I fucking hate
firing or quitting.
Delays are controlling my life
it
right now.
Sucks.
It worries me so much.
Okay, so also, Happy Time Murders apparently has a low Rotten Tomatoes score, which haven't even looked it up. But Corey actually was telling me yesterday, he went and saw it, and he was like, it's not good, but it's fun. And I was like, that's exactly what I was expecting.
Yeah, the schmoes over at Collider liked it. Or they said it was a fun time, but they didn't say it was like amazing. Or
not a sponsor.
And IGN gave it like in the sevens, but yeah, the tomato scores, and the Metacritic's like a 30-something, which is like
oh,
fucking
dang, wow.
horrific. But
also not a sponsor.
I'm sure it's not.
Thanks,
Angela. I'm sure it's just not good, but I'm sure it's like entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. Also, John Hamm and Ed Harris have been added to Top Gun 2. Now, you all already know how excited that makes me. I'm so excited for Top Gun 2 and the fact that they added Ed Harris and John Hamm. Oh my God. It's like when I read that headline, I immediately was just like, ha, at work because I was so excited.
Wait, is that what you did?
Yeah.
I think I'm just hungry, but I thought you were going to say Forrest Hamm for some reason.
Nope.
Black Forest Ham.
All right. Angela.
Yeah, he gets me. Tyler gets me.
I
hey,
him.
I got some news.
Okay.
I pre-order Super Smash Bros.
Oh, nice.
The adapter and
I'm glad.
The GameCube.
All right, we're going to jump to that
I
real
need
quick.
To.
It's freaking $110.
Jeez.
Best money you'll ever spend.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, y'all are going to be playing that like nonstop.
For the rest of
so.
My fucking life.
you just threw me.
That
off.
Is a
so
very
much.
Exciting story.
It
though,
is very
about
exciting.
Ed Harris and
Super Smash Bros.
And John Hamm
and Super Smash Bros.
And Super Smash
but
Bros.
But dude, oh god, I'm so excited! I want Ed Harris and more things.
I feel
anyway.
Like every month there's gonna be like a new game that's gonna get.
We're gonna move to games
right,
in a minute,
let's,
bud.
Let's save that.
Like this whole.
I'm so
year.
Sorry, but I'm gonna just finish okay. off the.
We can
the
talk
movies.
About that in the game second because yeah. I actually do want to say something about what you just said.
Oh yeah, well y'all, we can like go dive deep into it.
Oh,
let
yeah.
me just finish this off real quick though. Just to these two things aren't like that huge, but Joaquin Phoenix apparently doesn't give a fuck about expectations for the Joker role,
which is awesome. I mean, I like that because that just kind of means that he could focus on his own version of it. Because I mean, if you have the expectations or you want to try to meet expectations of fans or whatever and what they have in mind, they're always going to have the expectations of Heath Ledger. I just
you
feel
know,
like that.
Here's what I'll
and
say.
And that's the worst thing.
That movie might not end up being like what we necessarily want,
right.
but I think his performance will be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be
too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing that like even if I'm not like too hot about it, I think I'll still really like him in it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I don't
I
know.
Agree.
I've recently been on like a Joaquin Phoenix kick where I've been like watching some of his movies and like he's just like one of the best.
No, I mean, dude, I could.
And
I
people
see
don't
this
talk
being,
about that enough.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited to see what he does. I mean, I really want to see like his own version, even though what's his face?
Jared Leto.
Yeah, Jared Leto.
Mary would have been so pissed at you for forgetting his name.
Jared Leto, fucking.
Will we ever actually see Jared Leto as Joker again?
I think we will.
I
definitely think we will.
Yeah.
I really like
maybe in like
as
3 years.
We'll see.
Maybe in like 3 years.
I thought he was an okay Joker. I mean, it wasn't. It's not like he was awful or anything.
Yeah. We're moving on from this because we could talk about the Joker forever. Also, Hans Zimmer is apparently rumored to do the Wonder Woman 2.
No, it's confirmed.
Oh, it's confirmed?
Yeah.
Oh, is it actually confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's a big deal, because he said he was never going to do superhero movies again after Dawn of Justice.
So. I'm actually really excited that he's doing
that. Yeah, me too, because his Wonder Woman theme in BVS is fucking awesome. Yeah. So.
Oh, God, it's so amazing. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that. But, okay, so we're going to move on to TV extras, which I can just power through these real quick. I know everyone here is huge fans of this show.
What show?
Including me.
I'm being sarcastic. I'm okay with the show, but I know y'all think it's...
Are you?
What? Yeah, I mean, I used to watch it with my mom, to be honest. But The Big Bang Theory's
I love this
coming
show. What
to an
about?
End.
I actually do love this show.
Oh, yeah, I do. Actually, I didn't know you loved
it. I don't believe you.
Why not?
I think Tyler's the only one that, like, genuinely hates the show.
It's not, no, it's not that. Because, honestly, I can't say I've ever even really watched it more. I haven't watched more than, like, two episodes. It's just, like... It's one of those things with like Rick and Morty too, where the fan base is just very just like.
I see. I like Rick and Morty. I kind of just trying.
No,
to
yeah, I know, but I'm just saying like base. People kind of just make it annoying.
There's a fruit fly right in front of my face. Okay, so yeah, that's coming to an end. So R.I.P. Big Bang Theory. Kristen Bell is going to be the new star for the revival of Veronica Mars, mm-hmm. which I didn't watch Veronica Mars, same. But I know it has a really big following, so that's pretty cool. I don't know if y'all saw, y'all remember American Vandal, the Netflix series? It was about the dip.
Yeah.
Well, apparently now they're doing a season two, and it's literally about a poop bandit. And whoever it is, like, poisons all these kids at a school to make them, they just start, like, pooping everywhere. God. I don't know if y'all have seen the trailer, but if you haven't, go watch it, because it's actually really funny. Jesus. And it reminded me a lot of Angelo. We're going to move on from that. And then apparently, a Texas Chainsaw Massacre TV series is in the works.
And TV films.
Oh, and a film, which I don't care about that, because I just hate gory horror movies.
I'm excited.
I'm okay with a gory action movies. Gory horror cannot do it.
Really?
It depends how torture-y it is.
Yeah.
And Texas
yeah,
Chainsaw is like mostly torture.
I look
isn't
at gory
it?
Stuff not while I'm eating torture. And it doesn't bother me.
Right, well,
yeah. Dude, I was eating the other day with Angel, right? At his work. And you show me... Oh, God. I don't even want to talk about it. Fuck it. Move
no,
on.
We don't need to give this imagery to our, our listeners. Okay, fuck but you, now we're going to move on to some of the video game extras because we have a good bit of those. But I'm going to try and power through some of them. So... There are four new PS4 controllers announced.
Oh my god, they look really cool.
I was looking at them and they do look amazing.
One of them, people are saying that it looks like Goku.
Yeah,
it's
I saw
orange
it.
And blue.
Yeah. Max Scoville from IGN tweeted that, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, and he like a whole like Kotaku wrote like an article citing him too, which is pretty cool. But then I like the blue and purple one a lot. I like the blue and like maroon
I like
a lot
too.
I mean, they all look really super cool.
Dude, yeah. I
that reminds me of, I had a, other than my like Scooby-Doo lunchbox I had another lunchbox.
It does kind
of
look like that.
I had one similar to it, but it was like those colors. And then when I saw it, I was like, oh, lunch. So anyway.
What did you just grab?
I thought there was a bug. I thought I grabbed it, but I didn't.
Nice. I don't know what this is, this name.
NVIDIA.
Okay, I don't know anything about that really, but
I don't either.
Okay,
it's just they announced like a new graphics card, like their new.
I saw
the graphics card.
You would know about this because you're the PC.
Well, Matt's been talking about that too. I think he's been talking about wanting to get a new graphics card, but they're super expensive, aren't they?
They're really
expensive. Isn't it like? Well, it was like $600 or something, and it's on sale right now, but it's still like $4 something.
Well, I don't know the new one. I remember the last one that came out, which I think is the 1080, was like close to $1,000.
Oh, God.
And
that makes me feel like I want to throw up.
I wish I could get one, but Jesus. I feel like I could spend my money out.
The thing is, though, like for you people that have like really good PCs already, it already looks really fucking good. Do you need it to look that much better now?
Until
there's like a substantial like.
It's because like when you upgrade your graphics card to keep in like line with the new graphics coming out, like the 4K,
right? Yeah,
and all
for
that
sure.
Stuff. And it's just it makes it everything like run smoother, which you know if you're like a computer guy and you hate slow ass computers, especially like slow ass games. I mean, it's kind of like a must.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with like consoles because they're made to run.
They're adapted to it.
Right.
Yeah.
But computers are different.
Well, yeah. So I guess if it's on sale, get it.
I'm not
Get it while you can. So apparently Horizon Zero Dawn is $15 as of Thursday. And Matt put on he was writing this on the doc. He said, if you haven't played this yet, buy it because it's a steal. And then actually, I've seen some of Horizon Zero Dawn, and it's a gorgeous game. And it's literally like $15. I mean, I probably am going to buy it. But I feel like I'm about to just only focus on Spider-Man soon. So
fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
So Amazon is discounting its 20% off pre-order deal.
Discontinuing.
Did I say discounting? Yeah. Yeah. So sorry. But Amazon is discontinuing their 20% off pre-order deal for Prime members, which kind of sucks. Yeah, I know. I'm reading this part, but that really blows, actually. So even though I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Ignore what I was just about to say. So Fortnite Lightning Strikes in Paradise Palms. How excited are y'all about that?
Well, we fucked up because Matt says, if somebody makes this their big topic, the episode could be named this and we might get more views. But we didn't use this as a big
It's okay.
Topic.
We can talk a good bit about it, though. Just because I know, like, we have a lot of listeners that
I didn't even read that
are
much
obsessed with Fortnite.
So. I didn't read that much about this. I haven't even really been... Like, I've been doing the challenges every week and keeping up with it, but I haven't been playing, like, daily like I used to.
I'm over it.
I know. I know you are. Everybody is. No one plays anymore. I play by myself. But
One minute the whole entire game?
Huh?
You win every time?
No. I said I play by myself a lot.
Oh, do you?
You don't get it.
Oh, God. Whatever. Well, maybe is this... I don't know. I mean, is this teasing something for next season, maybe?
Dude, I have no idea. I haven't played Fortnite.
Because there's only like three more...
I know. I feel like this is really you and Matt that like.
I know. And
most.
I didn't really play that much
Matt's
this week.
Matt's like super... I feel like he's been like trying to play a good bit, but...
I still play weekly to do the challenges, but I haven't been playing like daily like I used to. Mm-hmm. So I haven't like... Because now I'm playing Zelda. So that's the problem. But... there's only like four more weeks left of this season, so it's already. I feel like the last season just started, and it's already almost over, which is kind of crazy.
Shit, that's crazy. I need to start playing again.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you should.
Yeah.
I should just start playing in general.
Yeah.
It's been taking me forever to actually get on that.
It's too hard. Like when you're focusing your time on story based games, it's hard.
And that's the thing.
To
I love
jump.
Story based games, so it's hard for me to like switch over to
thing.
Games
like
Fortnite.
It gets to the point where when I'm doing stuff in Fortnite, like all the challenges and everything, I feel like I'm doing it just because I feel like I have
exactly.
to,
exactly.
just so I can get back to Zelda and other shit. So it's the problem.
That's why I stopped playing it.
All right, so our last thing. I didn't even see all the stuff under this. But anyway, so Cyberpunk 2049 is now, you're now able to play it from start to finish, which is super awesome.
Which is interesting because they still haven't showed any gameplay for it, which I guess they're waiting to do that. Only people have seen that behind closed doors. But apparently they do have a version of the game, that's done and you can play all the way through it, but it's still not fully fleshed out and everything. You just, I guess as a developer, you can play through it.
Yeah. So there's no Assassin's Creed in 2019, which they announced that the other day.
Maybe I'll use that as my time to catch up on all the other games.
Yeah, you might as well.
Probably won't.
Devil May Cry 5 is March 8th.
Origins.
Was that just announced?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because GamesCon was this week.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't see anything about that until recently, so I figured it was. Luigi's Mansion 3DS Remake is October 12th.
For the Switch?
No, 3DS.
Damn.
Isn't that ridiculous? Because I would love to play Luigi's Mansion on Switch.
Hell yeah.
And they also did trailers for Life is Strange 2 and Spyro.
Yeah. To your point that you brought up before, Angelo, about all the games coming out, I was just thinking about, yesterday, about how...
September, Spider-Man. October, Mario Party. December, Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
There's also Red Dead Redemption 2, Assassin's Creed, a new Call of Duty for people that like that.
Wait, Assassin's Creed is coming out soon already?
Isn't it?
In October?
Yeah, because they said no Assassin's Creed in 2019, so it must come out before December.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean, though? Like, so,
Assassin's Creed by itself is going
to... And fucking off... You know what's stupid? Because Spyro got moved to November 13th now.
What, Crash Bandicoot?
No. 4? Fucking Fallout 76 comes out that same week, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
I feel like a lot of people have lost interest in that, actually. Well, not a lot of people,
not
but it's
I.
just it just hasn't been like as talked about. And I feel like
it depends
Assassin's
how the game
Creed
is.
Odyssey has been like so out there. I feel like their marketing has just been really good.
Tell
so.
You what. Enter the Gungeon. Underrated.
Oh, God. All right. We're not even going to let him get on that because he'll talk about it for hours. So yeah, that's pretty much all we've got for the video game extras. So we're gonna move on to the honorable mentions, which I'm realizing I don't even have one this week.
Nice.
So that's awkward. But anyway, so this is the part of the show where we each talk about something or some things that we've been watching, playing, listening, reading, touching, and beyond. And we want to tell you guys about it. So I'm going to let Tyler go first since he has the most.
Well, me and Omar could do a joint discussion. So you saw Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I saw this earlier this week, too. What did you think?
I super enjoyed it.
Really good, right?
Really, really enjoyed it, yeah.
You know, this we need more good rom-coms in this world.
Agreed.
And it's very exciting to go see a movie like this and it, to represent Asian culture the way that it does. And it's also just a bougie-as-fuck movie.
Yeah.
So it's like super
entertaining. That's exactly what I would expect from it, too.
Yeah, like I would love if there was a version of it where you could see it in like Dolby or something like that. Because it is a very pretty movie.
Honestly, I would like
But it's good, though. Like, all the characters are very likable. It's got a lot of humor to it. It's...
Dude,
I don't know. It was really enjoyable.
I really liked her friend and her family.
Oh, yeah.
The brother, the dad.
The friend that was played by Awkwafina. Yeah, she was in Ocean's 8, yeah.
Her brother, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, you really...
I don't know.
It's a low-key really funny movie.
So y'all
movie.
Would tell people to go see it.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, what's cool is I was surprised with all the buzz that it's getting because I had heard about it like a week before it came out because I saw a poster at AMC, but I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I saw that it was getting all this buzz. And then when I went and saw it, there was a lot of people going to see it.
Dude,
so,
well,
like,
the main actress in it she's the mom in Fresh Off the Boat,
yeah.
Which I only watched the first season of that show, but I actually super enjoyed it.
Yeah,
so,
I
liked her character a lot. Yeah. So I feel like I would like her a lot in this movie.
Yeah.
She's very likable. So, yeah. Honestly, yeah, like you said, all the characters are very likable. So.
Yeah, and like we said earlier, there's going to be a sequel, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Because I could see more of these movies if it focused on like other characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really cool. I also went and saw the movie called Alpha, the movie about the first dog.
How was that? I actually want to see it.
Surprisingly pretty enjoyable. It's not like... I'm surprised how good of reviews it's gotten because it's definitely not an amazing movie by any stretch. But it's what's funny is about 20 minutes into it, I was kind of just like... Why do I do this to myself when I make myself go see these movies that, like, I don't really care about? But then, like, 30 minutes later, I was like, fuck, I kind of care about this stupid dog and the stupid kid. So, like, I don't know. It's a good watch. It's not amazing, but it's definitely a good movie, I would say. And then yesterday I saw 2001 A Space Odyssey in IMAX because they're doing that for a week. I know y'all are planning to see it next week. I'll probably go again because
I like wanted to yesterday, but then I went to the gym and then I'm pretty sure I sprained my ankle. So not too fun, but
so
it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's a Stanley Kubrick movie for people that I'm sure everybody fucking knows that. It's known as like one of the greatest, most influential movies ever, but it was really cool because I had never seen it before, so I figured that this would be the best way to see it. And like the visuals in this movie are just insane and it's just weird and cool, and I'm really excited for us to go see, or for y'all to see it and me to see it again.
Should I guess Stubbs?
Yeah. Because
AMC? For frickin' sure.
Well, yeah, because this movie will send you back probably like $17. So you may as well.
Really?
You're going to see more movies next month. So.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely worth it.
What comes out next month?
Things.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's already
going to
say the no.
Yeah,
I already know you're going to say that.
Yeah, but
tell you what.
No,
every time I've gone to the movies
about.
And that trailer's come on, people have fucking jumped out of their seats.
Wait, which movie?
The Nun.
The Nun.
Fuck that movie.
The trailer has a big jump
in it. It got banned
in a
from freaking
scene?
YouTube. Or
fuck
no.
That.
It got
really?
Oh, it got banned for, as trailers for YouTube because there was like a specific one they were doing. I won't talk about it too much, but there's a specific one they were doing that would play as a commercial while you were watching stuff on YouTube.
Oh,
and it would scare people too much, so
fuck
they had
that.
To, they
is,
had
is
to like
it just
cut
like
it.
The same one? That's...
No, it's like one of those things where like it's you think it's like a car commercial or something,
oh.
and it's like driving, and then something pops up.
Fuck that!
And I mean, I swear, if I ever freaking saw that, I would have left work for that. I would have been like, I gotta go home.
Yeah,
I'm sick.
Mean,
I can't
when
do this.
When I saw Crazy Rich Asians, they showed the trailer for The Nun, and like everybody in the theater jumped. So,
dude, I fucking jumped.
I guess I'm going to see this movie by myself.
100%.
Probably
on IMAX.
On IMAX.
Okay, so
shout
I'm
out to
read...
anyone who's gonna be there, and if you see me, hold my hand.
Anyway, so I'm going to read Matt's honorable mention real quick because he wrote something down for everybody. So apparently he started Sneaky Pete and he put, all right, guys, I'm not here, but I am here. You know. Anyway, I finally sat down and watched the first episode of Amazon's Sneaky Pete. And let me tell you, hilarious, interesting. There's been a lot of underground hype about this show, and now I see why. I've heard the comparisons to Breaking Bad, and I get it. But I think there's something else here. It leans more into the humor and seems... though, the first episode sets up an interesting story that I'm assuming gets a lot darker as it progresses. Giovanni Ribisi, a.k.a. Phoebe's brother on Friends, plays a lot more, and he's like married to the, he's married to Kitty from
That 70s Show.
Oh. Anyway, okay, moving on. He plays a lot more compelling of a lead than he would have thought. The guy's great, and Bryan Cranston's involvement is impossible not to get excited about. I'll be continuing this one for sure. 8 out of 10. So if you have not started Sneaky Pete on Amazon, because it's an Amazon original, you definitely should. And I'll just let Matt's be mine because I don't have one because I've just been busy this week. So I'm sorry, guys.
I have one.
What is it, boy?
I started Goosebumps, the 1998.
Okay.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's really good.
This is good timing to start.
It's got
that
some
too.
Good episodes. You gotta you gotta root through them.
It has like that old vibe, you know?
Yeah,
because
for
it's
sure.
Old.
It's old. Yeah. And it's made for kids too. You gotta think about that.
It kind of like it brings me back, aww. But at the same time, it's like. I'm thinking of, like, I was scared of this.
Yeah.
You know?
As a kid. Well, sure, it's made for... You know, if you want to, you should just... Or, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I know you have the common sense to just do this. You should just look up a guide if this is the best Goosebumps episode, if you don't feel like watching all of them.
No, I'm going to watch all of them.
Oh, okay.
Do what you got
to
do.
I'm proud of you.
I'd like to just put it in the background.
Yeah. No, I get that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on to Omar. You want to...
Yeah, I want to.
Okay. I'm sorry. I sort of like, I had to like clear my throat for a second.
I thought you were
going to
start singing for a second.
Really?
I wanna, the Spice Girls song. I wanna really, really, really. Okay, I'm moving on.
Not a sponsor.
So anyway.
So yeah, I saw this Netflix movie called To All the Boys. I'm trying to read it off your screen.
To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Yes. So
yeah, they just like put that on Netflix.
Dude, yeah. And I watched it and it honestly kind of reminded me a lot of Crazy Rich Asians. Because the main girl is Asian.
Oh.
And yeah. No, no. Okay. Okay. Fuck you guys. That's not, I didn't mean it that way. But so yeah, the movie's about a chick. She writes five letters to five. Nope. Maybe it was three of her friends that she liked or loved or whatever in a way, either as a friend or more than a friend or whatever. And she never sent them out. Her youngest sister takes them, sends them out, and out of nowhere, like, all this shit is happening. So pretty much one of the guys was with her, like, really close friend, which they weren't friends at the point. They break up, so him and her are, like, they come up with the idea of, you know what, might as well just kind of fake that we're together and to, you know, make the other chick jealous or whatever. And
So it's like a high school coming of age kind of story.
Yeah, yeah, and they obviously, you know... End up falling for each other and all that shit.
The girl's still alive?
I don't know. That's a very good... Are you fucking
stupid? What do you think?
Where did you get from what I was just saying that the girl died? At what point?
You started rifting and then I thought...
Rifting?
Of,
I mean, yeah, because you haven't been rifting the whole episode, so here I am rifting for you. But anyways,
I thought about 13 Reasons Why.
Okay. No, it's not that kind of movie. It's actually pretty funny and really enjoyable. For whatever reason, they have a sequel. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is already confirmed. But that was pretty much it. And I watched... I know last week I talked about Safe. I was 7 episodes in. It's an 8-episode season. Watched the last episode. Because of the last episode, I highly fucking recommend it, dude. I did not see the ending coming at all in any way. You guys would really, really like it.
The last episode of the first season?
Yes, sir. The first season. So that's
it. Wait, what's Safe on again?
Netflix. It's a Netflix show. Okay. Yeah.
There was like this Netflix show I was reading about. It's like it's some type of horror show. But
Castlevania?
No. Nope. I've seen Castlevania like 3
Supernatural?
Times.
Who's in it?
I can't remember. Oh, so I guess what I'm saying right now is pointless.
American
but I'll
Horror
know
Story?
For next week and I'll make sure to
Let's
shout
fucking
it out
do it.
For everybody.
Dry bones.
Angel.
Unfortunately,
fuck
we don't have any emails or
no,
listener
we
mail.
We had one email.
We did? I
yeah,
didn't. I
Nick.
Checked it earlier.
Oh, he asked us what our favorite Power Rangers series was and who our favorite
Nick's
Power Rangers
is. Oh, Nick's the only one who was super into Power Rangers. I wasn't super into Power
the
Rangers.
The first one.
I can answer that question.
And Tommy.
Fuck off. Okay, well, yeah, I think
there
he said the same one.
Didn't Tommy go to jail or something?
Like in real life?
Yeah.
I think he sliced somebody.
He sliced just
yeah, with his sword. Like,
well,
no joke. No, I really do think
he's a Power Ranger. What are you
Which sword?
The katana. I don't fucking know. My favorite Power Rangers was Space Power Rangers because I thought their suits were fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the movie. I know they had their own series, like a TV show or whatever. And the Blue Ranger was always my favorite. Just in any fucking
I mean, I
Power
had,
Rangers.
Like... favorite Power Rangers when I was younger, but I didn't keep
you grew
up
out of
with
it.
Well, I just
I
didn't
never
keep
liked
up with it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I never liked it.
Oh,
no.
God,
I feel like it's like
dude,
the one big thing I missed out on that I just
so
never.
So good, bro.
I liked it. It just wasn't something I was like. I
when
loved
fucking,
the theme song.
When
though.
They had the crossover,
I super loved
when they had the crossover with the Ninja Turtles.
I've never seen that.
Or the other fucking Game Rangers. Changer. Or the other fucking Rangers, dude, from other series. Loved it. Love you, Nick, honestly.
Yeah, support no, thank you. Thank you for always writing us, always. Nick. And anyone else who's listening.
Someone seriously step up.
Again, just email us at missthebuspod@gmail.com. Send us literally anything. Got questions? You just have
comments.
Concerns.
And Tommy, ratings. If you want to come to the show with
he's,
your
he's in jail, I think.
So. No, I think he's out of jail.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to come with your
but
sword,
yeah, you can just leave us literally anything. We'll listen. But also leave us like reviews or comments, anything yeah, on our iTunes, anything. Because we'd super be cool with that as well. So yeah, I think this pretty much wraps up everything for our weekly show, Ep 20.
Ooh,
2-0, the big 2-0. So again, you can find us anywhere on iTunes, SoundCloud, Miss the Bus. On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, Miss the Bus Pod.
Yep.
Leave us anything. Leave us some love. We love you guys so much. So thanks for always supporting us, regardless of how many it is. We we love it anyway. So this is going to be us signing out.
Fuck yeah.
See y'all later.
Later, guys.
Thank you.
I love you.
Sweet.
Nice, nice.
Okay.
Not bad.
Leave. Go shower.
Jesus.